Eyes shut, gone. Leaving Lou alone. She might have lots of friends, but it wasn't quite the same, was it? Now she kept walking, letting herself drift closer to the river that passed near the village, beautiful on a rare sunny summer's day, but now so dark and grey that it seemed almost ominous on such an overcast morning. "Don't think we'll see the sun today," she said. She didn't mind speaking to herself when she was alone. She might have told herself, as she did at home, that she was talking to Brady. Turning to him, she saw that the dog had stopped, dead in his tracks, as though he had spied a stray rabbit and reverted to some ancient memory of a past life as a hunting dog. It was almost as if he was pointing towards the long bend in the river where it widened. A weir had been built, but next to it the river channel still flowed fast, especially when it rained heavily. And these days, Lou thought to herself, we certainly seem to get our share of horrible downpours. "What is it, boy? Seen something to chase?" But instead of racing over to investigate, Brady ran back and circled her legs. Another breeze hit her, and she brought her hand up to check her coat was buttoned up at the neck. Brady whimpered. Odd, she thought. He only really did that when he wanted to get out for his walk to tend to business. Suddenly, Brady leaped away again, just a few feet, as if encouraging her to follow.